Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Laker School District's Board of Education has reviewed the Huron County Intermediate School District's proposed 2026 through 2027 budget that was presented by Superintendent Joe Candela. Each year, the ISD must present its proposed budget to the schools in the district to review, as well as allow them to discuss the meeting requirements of the school code and current legislation, explained Laker Superintendent Jill Verberg, noting that the budget must be adopted by resolution or it is not approved. The proposed ISD budget was included in the board's packet before the meeting, and they approved the budget. During their meeting on Monday, the board also approved the proposed 2026 through 2027 countywide calendar that followed the schedule of starting in late August and operating into early June. It was noted that the calendar had a few days built in for professional development and a few long weekends for the students. During the meeting, the board recognized Parent Teacher Organization President Krista Cormall for all of the extras that she does during special events in order to keep parents and students engaged and feeling supported. And another news for today. Several new ordinances are on the horizon for the village of Akron. Some of those ordinances are regarding fireworks, dogs, open burning, building codes, parking, disorderly conduct, ORVs, golf carts, and trash, which were all accepted as written. The ordinances have been reviewed by the village's legal counsel, and a proposed farm animal ordinance was also discussed, but it was determined that the issue is governed under the generally accepted agricultural and management practices for livestock and farm animals. Also during the meeting, there was a PowerPoint demonstration that explained the importance of investing in water meters. It was pointed out that if water meter issues are not addressed, it would be difficult for the village to secure grants for water infrastructure work. Regarding the meters, the clerk noted the $1 yearly increase was not being done, and because of that, there was a discussion of doing a $2 increase in order to get caught up, but the council instead opted to just implement the original $1 increase to businesses and stay within the same schedule of just being 1 year behind. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Several construction projects will be happening in the coming weeks in the city of Lapeer. The plan is to convert Park Street to a two-way street, to rebuild Pine Street from Nipissing Street to Park Street, to rebuild Pine Street from Nipissing Street to Park Street as well, and the parking lot that is owned by the city between Park Street from Court Street to Mason Street will also be rebuilt. While that work is being done, Mason Street from Nipissing Street to Park Street will be reconfigured, and the estimated cost to do the work is around $4.8 million. The city plans to bond about $3.4 million of that cost at a 3% rate over the course of 15 years. The remainder of the cost will be covered by the city. The city has been working with Rose Services on their project, as well as some other improvement projects around the city. And a Monday night traffic stop attempt in Minden City escalated into a multi-town vehicle pursuit that ended with a rollover crash in Austin Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the incident began at around 8 p.m. on March the 16th when they tried to pull over a 2002 Ford Ranger near Cass Street and Main Street. The driver did not stop, instead speeding away and leading deputies on a 16-minute chase through Minden City, Minden Township, Austin Township, and a short stretch of Huron County. The pursuit came to an end on Huron Line Road near Freeburger Road, where the pickup lost control, left the roadway, and rolled into a ditch. Emergency crews from Argyle Fire and Rescue used extradition tools to remove the driver, who was the only person inside the vehicle. The 48-year-old Minden Township man suffered minor injuries and was taken to Deckerville Hospital by Cass City MMR. He was treated and then later released. Deputies later confirmed that the man had multiple active warrants, including a felony warrant tied to a previous fleeing and eluding case. After being released from medical care, he was taken to the Sanilac County Jail and is now facing new charges related to Monday's pursuit in addition to his outstanding warrants. The sheriff's office says the investigation is currently ongoing. Argyle Fire and Rescue and Cass City MMR all assisted at the scene. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, March the 17th of 2026. Mary Ann Wisniewski, age 91 of Bad Axe, passed away on March the 11th of 2026. Visitation for Mary Ann Wisniewski will take place Friday, March 20th, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Oswald Hall at the St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe. A rosary service will be offered Friday at 7 p.m. Mass of Christian burial will be held at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe, on Saturday, March 21st at 11:30 a.m. with visitation also at 10:30 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of gifts, memorials may instead be offered to the St. Hubert Food Pantry. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and condolences may be shared at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.